7:45, quarter till 8, bone dry for the next, I guess, 10 days as we welcome in Barry Keim, LSU climatologist, not an official meteorological term, but would that be accurate, Barry?
Yeah, very much so.
Bone dry for the next 10 days, highs around 80 degrees, so really nice weather. I mean, it's not very Halloweenish or no frost on the pumpkin like that, but when you think about it, plenty of sunshine is kind of like Las Vegas weather, although having lived there, it's a little bit cooler there this time of year. But we're getting way, way off the topic. How you been, Barry?
I'm good. This is Chamber of Commerce weather, man. What are you talking about?
It really is. Out here. Now, did you tell me something about the Chalmette Owls? Was that you?
That was me. I need to hear about this extra point that
back in the glory days, man. I'm gonna tell you what. It was at Haas Memphis, I believe. It was not. Yeah, because the senior season was at Chalmette, but it was a defensive struggle, and thankfully there was a hero, number 67, to kick that extra point and win the game 7-6. But hey, look, let's not talk about that. Let's talk about hellacious rains. Tell me what's going on here with the climate. I saw a story by David Mitchell at NOLA.com about hellacious rains hitting Louisiana in 2021 and new research showing how bad it really was. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so this is a storm that caused over $1 billion in damage in Texas and Louisiana. It caused 5 deaths. 2,700 homes were damaged in this event. And nobody even knows about it. And it's just kind of bizarre how some of these things just flip under the radar.
Yeah, let me go back for a second. Under the radar, nice choice of words there. But this was mid-May. This is not a hurricane or anything. This was just something how did it come about in May 2021?
Well, think about May 3rd, 1978, and May 1995 in New Orleans. May is a weird month that the ingredients can come together and produce these colossal storms. That's just crazy. So this one, the one that we wrote this paper on, was on is in May 19th and 20th, 2021. It was produced by a system we call a mesoscale convective system. Very technical meteorological term. There's all sorts of things that go into it. Bottom line is, they're generally at nighttime. We get this, what we call a low-level jet coming off the Gulf of Mexico up into the United States. And it just transports all this moisture and intersects with a thunderstorm, and it produces a massive amount of rain across usually small areas. In this case, an area south of Beaumont picked up 20 inches. Lake Charles had 15 inches. Baton Rouge had a couple of places that were, 10 inches or more. And all this rain fell in like 6 hours. And that's what causes the big problem. I mean these rains, we've seen bigger rain numbers, right, over a number of days. But when you concentrate that much rain into a short period of time, like 6 or 12 hours, the natural environmental systems can't deal with it. And we produce these colossal floods where people die, unfortunately. And, and we've had lots of these big rainstorms in recent years. I mean, if you think back, Hurricane Harvey just a few years ago, over 50 inches of rain in 5 days. And then Imelda had like 40 to 45 inches in 2 to 3 days. And, of course, we have our August 2016 flood where we were at about 31, 32 inches of rain in 2 days. Just crazy. And, of course, more recently, Hurricane Helene, with these heavy rains over North Carolina. Some of the preliminary work we've looked at, we're looking at about, several places that had 30 inches or more in a relatively short period of time. So this is becoming a pattern at this particular point.
All right, let me take a quick break. We'll pick it up when we come back, talking to Barry Keim, LSU climatologist, about the storm of May 2021. If I remember correctly, the legislature was in session and they had a big vote that they were trying to get everybody in there to take, and I don't remember exactly what it was about, but I think that's the storm we were talking about. 7:49 now, traffic, WWL. 7:54, 6 till 8, Tommy Tucker talking to Barry Keim, our friend, LSU climatologist. We watch these storms in the Gulf, the hurricanes, and we follow them for days and days and days, and we worry about the path and storm surge, and in a lot of cases, torrential rainfall, which causes as more damage than, maybe not deaths or flooding, but more damage than does the actual storm itself. However, in this case, this was mid-May 2021, blew up overnight, Barry. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's entirely accurate. I mean, most of the rain fell late in the evening and into the wee hours of the morning. And it's just amazing, you know, how much rain can be produced in some of these events. And it seems to be getting worse. That's the thing. And what this kind of points to is the sea surface temperatures in the Gulf of Mexico have been, you know, running really, really warm, well above normal for the last few years. And this has been a recurring pattern. And then, of course, the temperatures have been warmer. And by virtue of that, and this is getting into some science, but there's something called the Clausius-Clapeyron equation. And again,
you want to bring science into the conversation about the climate? What?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Well, okay. And yourself.
So for every degree that the temperature is warmer, it can carry 4 to 5% more moisture. So for every degree that the climate warms, that's 4 to 5% more moisture that these storms can carry, and ultimately produce that, you know, produce rain and put it on the ground. So there is something to that, and it, like I said, these storms like Hurricane Helene just a few weeks ago, 30 inches of rain over parts of North Carolina. I mean, that's crazy. And we're seeing these big rain totals, you know, occur over and over again. And just think about New Orleans. When I was growing up, neutral ground parking wasn't even a thing, and now it's commonplace. And obviously there are other, you know, confounding factors that lead to that. But nevertheless, it does seem that the climate is producing more rainfall, and we do have some studies to back that up. I mean, we're looking, you know, storms seem to be getting shorter in duration and more intense over time. And when I say over time, like over the last 50, 60, 70 years, there is a pattern in the climate that is discernible, and we're able to pick it up.
So to bring recollection into it, not science, it seems to me as though the big May 3rd flood was, I hate to use the phrase watershed, but you can't talk about any of this without making a bad pun. That is what opened, again, the floodgates on all of these one and... no, but I'm sorry, Barry, but you can't help it. You know?
You're on a roll, man.
There are so many metaphors. But it seemed like as though that's what started these 1-in-100-year rainfalls. Is there any scientific evidence to say that?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, oddly enough, I did my master's thesis on heavy rainfalls in New Orleans, and you're exactly right. May 3rd, 1978 was the start of these really big, colossal rainstorms across the New Orleans area anyway. Prior to that, we had a kind of a quiet period for about 30 years. You have to go all the way back into the 50s, really, the 40s and 50s, before you start seeing, you know, big storms like we've seen more recently. And we just let our guard down, and as a result, then when these things pop up again, and they're probably getting even worse now than they were, you know, back in the 20s and 30s. And we have some serious problems. I mean, you know, land continues to subside, and we continue to, you know, build in places we probably shouldn't be building in, and then we have all these problems across the city of New Orleans.
You know, I remember seeing, and for those of you, we apologize for the connection that Barry's on, but there's nothing you can do. It's a connection. He's not on speakerphone. We've already checked into that. We just want to hear what he has to say, so we appreciate his time. Barry, you know, I saw a picture, and I saved it on the phone because it was of flooding after a torrential rainstorm, and the houses were flooded except for the one in the area that was raised. And it seems as though back in the day we were building raised houses because we live in a bowl, and then we got away from it. Is there something to that when it comes to building that maybe people ought to start building raised houses again?
Well, yeah, I mean, it makes perfect sense to do that. And then, you know, to take the next step, you know, if you live in South Louisiana, or really anywhere in Louisiana, you probably should have flood insurance, whether you think you need it or not. Just have it. But yeah, but the building codes certainly play a big role. I'm in Old Metairie. I'm on the ridge, and my house is built up off the ground. Now I still could flood. I mean, it's still a possibility. But I've taken, you know, most of the precautions that I feel like I can take to protect my life and property. And I just think we could probably do a whole lot more across the city to do better on that.
Barry, 20 seconds left. Any chance that we go in another 30-year dry cycle?
Hey, in the weather and climate business, we never say never. So the answer is sure, it's possible. And since we do have so little time, I mean, every story has a hero. Number 67, Shaw Eagles, baby.
Thank you, Barry. I appreciate it. We'll take a break. Come back. Talk with Tim Temple, Louisiana Insurance Commissioner, WWL.